Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Sometimes my parents call me crazy for not controlling my emotions. When it comes to my mental health, I usually have to brush it off. It is a very uncomfortable topic in my household. In fact, we rarely speak about it at all. I can't really blame my parents on this, since this is something that is rarely talked about in the Latino community. I was around 14 when my depression had gotten worse. I was a freshman at Richmond High, and I was starting to lose motivation for everyday things. Sometimes it was hard to even get up from my bed. My grades were getting worse, and I didn't care. I eventually fell into unhealthy habits such as self-harm. I couldn't tell my family since I knew they would just be uncomfortable and brush this off. Or they would tell me to just start acting happy. As if my emotions were an off and on switch. My depression was a terrifying topic in my home. One thing that did help me during my dark time was reading. I would read books from school and I started reading comics on my phone. This soon inspired me to start writing stories of my own. And I slowly began to pick up on my old hobbies like sketching and drawing. I started to focus on those things since they made me really happy and over time I got better. It has always been deeply rooted in our culture to never speak about our feelings or our mental struggles. We always have to seem tough, and expressing emotions will make you seem weak. This is a mentality that has always been a part of past generations, and it keeps getting passed on to a newer generation. This is obviously unhealthy, but that is something that many older Latinos, such as my parents, have always grown up with as well. I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only person that has had to deal with this. I'm trying to spread awareness about mental health among Latino teens. I want this topic to be talked about more in my own community. I want other Latinos to stop denying it and instead speak up more so others can find closure and seek help. Something that I learned is not everyone can find things that can make their mental health better. I found comfort in writing random stories and sketching. While that did help me get better, everyone heals differently. Something that we should normalize in the Latino community is finding and seeking help in things such as therapy. We have mental health issues too, and we need more help, no matter how much those in this community want to deny it. With a perspective, I'm Isabella Montaño Ponce.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.